Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, you would have heard me mention quite a bit this week on the show. It is coming up, the live and local music microfest that is being put on jointly by Orange Council and also Jam Orange. The president of Jam Orange is Mark Welsh. He joins us online this morning. Mark, good morning to you.
How you going, Gilly?
Good, mate. Good. This is fantastic. I mean, it's a bit of a broken week with the public holiday Thursday, but the weekend is looking great.
Mate, it is. It's look, really exciting. Lots of venues that normally would have music, but also there's some great new venues that don't normally have music, at their premises. So really exciting, and of course, tons and tons of local musos getting involved, including your good self, sir.
Yeah, absolutely right. I've got a few on this weekend, to be frank, but let's talk about Friday night firstly. I know I'm heading out to Spring Hill. I'm playing there from 6 to 9 at the Railway Hotel, but there is a stack of gigs in town as well.
That's right. So, look, I suppose we should mention some of the venues that don't normally have music, like Birdie, which is, obviously they sort of started up during COVID. So for them to be bringing music to the venue there is very exciting. We've got a great new musician to town, Javier Rocha, who get down and have a look at him. He's playing on Friday night. Brilliant. I mean, I don't want to spend too much time talking about the individuals, but definitely that's a standout there.
Yeah, so he's on from he's from 5 to 8, I believe.
5 to 8, that's right. So, the after-work crowd can get in there at Birdie. But some other great Nile Street Cafe's got some music on Saturday. Red's, the little... The little shop down there opposite the visitors centre on Byng Street. That's got Nerida Cuddy, which is once again just an amazing chance to go and see a musician like Nerida for free at Reds, which is a completely unusual venue to see music in.
Yeah, absolutely right.
But the Vic Friday night, you got the Blue Suede Dudes, the Canoblis on Sunday, music from 1 till 7. The Royal on Saturday, music from 12 to 6. The Lord Anson has got a great band, the Cicada Club, on at 8:30 to 10:30 on Friday night. So, look, the list goes on. There's some brilliant musicians playing across a heap of venues. Harley and Hem Saturday, great coffee shop there in Byng Street, in the Housing Plus building. So, yeah, really, really, really thrilled. And look, it's all thanks to the live music office and council, of course. So the musicians are all being paid very well, or musician rates by, this is funded. So the venues are lucky enough to have some funded musicians put in there for the 3 days. And, the venues are obviously being supported to have music in the venue for the day, and the public will have the chance to be walking around the CBD and take advantage for those 3 days of some great shows and local musos.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, it is all happening. And look, there is a website, I believe, that has been set up where you can go and check it all out.
Yeah, that's right. So all of the venues will be pushing some information. Council's done a great job of pushing some information out to each venue. And if you go to the venue pages, they'll all push their stuff out on their website. There is there's a QR code on the posters, so people will be busily printing posters because obviously it's happening this weekend. There's a QR code there which will give you the full program.
Yep. Okay.
And you can go, there'll be links on the council website with a QR code that'll give you the full program as well.
All right, fantastic. It is all happening this weekend. Get out and support the venues that are supporting live local music. I can't wait to be a part of it once again this year. Mark Welsh is with me from Jam Orange. And, mate, always a pleasure to catch up with you, sir. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks, Gilly.